Good morning, and praise the Lord, everyone. Saints of the Most High God, we greet you in the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today is Friday, September the 16th, 2022. Welcome to our Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, Circle of Friends, Hour of Power. Glory be to God. Our visionary is Pastor Darlene Bundage, an anointed and chosen vessel of God for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Truly, we could say this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're giving God the glory, and we're going to continue to give him the praise. We're going to continue to give him our prayer requests, because the Lord said men ought always pray and faint not. And we know we serve a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. Now let's look unto the Lord, and we're going to go into a little prayer. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, sin let me bow over. Jesus lifted me. Oh, sin let me bow over. Satan had me bound, but my Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me, oh, I'm so glad, 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 singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, oh, what a mighty God, hallelujah, oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look to the Lord and pray. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. For my help cometh from you, Lord, for you are the maker of heaven and earth. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come humbling ourselves once again, oh God, on this Friday morning, oh God, this day that you have made. Lord, we want to thank you, oh God, for touching us, oh God, with your finger of love and mercy. Oh God, you woke us up, oh God. Oh God, we recognize the fact that you woke us up is allowing us to understand we have purpose. Lord, you're just so great, Lord, and you're so greatly to be praised. We want to thank you for our lives today, our health and our strength, oh God. We're so grateful that we are in our right minds and the blood is yet running warm in our veins. Oh God, you are so great, oh God. We want to thank you for being our blessed Lord and Savior. We want to thank you for being our great healer and our great, oh God, deliverer. Lord, we want to thank you for being the great I Am. We want to thank you for being our Abba Father, oh God, on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for the relationship that we have with you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are so great, and you are so greatly to be praised, oh God. Morning by morning, Lord God, new mercies we see, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Oh God, your compassions, Lord, they faileth not, Lord. They are new every morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. So great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Oh God, thank you for being, oh God, our refuge this morning. Thank you for being our strength this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our very present helper in the time of trouble, God. Over and over again, Lord, Show us your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your holiness, God. Thank you for your righteousness, oh God. Thank you for your steadfast love, oh God, that endures to all generations, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we give you the glory, Lord. We feel like David this morning. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praises, Lord, shall continually be in my mouth, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we come to say thank you. We come to give you the sacrifice of praise, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, most of all, for shedding your blood for us on Calvary. Thank you for being our propitiation. Thank you for being our substitute on that cross. Thank you for paying the debt that you didn't know. Lord, we recognize without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of our sins, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. When your word says, Lord, even while we were yet sinners, you died on Calvary, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that now we have the right to eternal life and the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love, oh God. Now, God, now, Lord, we ask you to forgive us today, God, of all our sins this morning, Lord. Sins of commission, sins of omission. Jesus, search us, oh God. Search us, oh God. If you find anything, any wicked way, Lord, any unrighteousness, Lord, take it out, Jesus. Oh, God, we are on the potter's wheel this morning. Jesus, we ask you to mold us, continue to shape us, continue, oh God, to create in us that clean heart, Lord, renewing the right spirit in us, Lord. We desire, Lord, oh God, to be right with you, Lord. Jesus, cleanse us from anything that's not like you, Lord. Wash us in your blood, oh God, once again, in the name of Jesus, in your mighty name, Jesus. Oh God, teach us to be still. Teach us to be still and know that you are God. And beside you, Lord, there is no other. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to save, oh, God, every sin-sick soul. Jesus, we pray for the unsaved everywhere, God. Here, there, and everywhere, God. In our families, Lord. Jesus, in our neighborhoods, Lord. In our churches, Lord. On our jobs, Lord. Save in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know, Lord, that your heart, oh, God, don't want to see anybody lost. Oh, God, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, Lord. Oh, God, so we pray right now for salvation in the north, south, east, and the west, Lord. Jesus, we pray for the backslider. You said you're married to the backslider, Lord. Oh, God, bring home these wayward children. Bring home your wayward sons. Bring home your wayward daughters. Jesus, Jesus, we are crying out. We are crying out for the souls of your people. We are crying out for the souls of our sisters and brothers. Lord, we are crying out for young boys and girls. Jesus, save our young people, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you. We bind and cast you out of the minds of the children. We cast you out of the minds of the wayward ones. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you would shake them and wake them. Give them dreams and vision. Lord, help them to come to you, Jesus. Put workers in their paths, oh God. Raise up a garrison of, oh God, witnesses, God. Oh God, raise up Christian workers, Lord, to go out, oh God, and compel men and women everywhere to come on into the ark of safety before it's too late, Jesus. Lord, we cry out for the unsaved, God. We know that you're able, God. Now, Lord, we pray for those that are sick everywhere, Lord. We pray that you would heal sick minds. You would heal sick bodies. Jesus, bind up the wounded hearts today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, according to your word, Lord, you said that you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised, Lord, for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace, Lord, is upon you, God, and it's by your stripes, God, that we are healed. We are sending the healing word out, God, everywhere, God, in the hospitals, Lord. Oh, God, in the sick rooms, in the homes, God. We're sending the healing word, oh, God, in the convalescent homes, in the nursing homes, God. Oh, God, we are calling, oh, God, for your healing power, God, to penetrate everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the fevered brow, God. Heal from COVID-19. Heal from the monkeypox. Heal, God, as only you can do, God. Oh, Lord, we break the power, God, of these sicknesses and diseases off the bodies of your loved ones, God. Keep us covered, Lord. Keep us protected, oh, God, from every sickness, oh, God, in every disease. Keep us all from the plagues, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We know nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every evil assignment that the devil have against any of us, your people, God. Lord, we plead your blood, God, over the saints of the Most High, God. Let your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, concerning the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word said, God, that you have given us power to walk over serpents and scorpions, oh, God. Oh, God, you said that the powers of darkness, oh, God, would not reign over us, your people, God. Help us to walk in the authority. Help us to walk in the power, Lord, that you have given unto us, oh, God. Oh, God, we rebuke fear right now. We rebuke discouragement right now. We rebuke the spirit of suicide right now off the hearts and minds of people everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of murder. We come against the violent spirit, God. We come against crime, oh, God. We come against gun violence. Lord, we rebuke the powers of darkness today, God. Oh, God, we destroy and we mess up every evil assignment of the devil. And we pray your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless our children, God, as they go and come to school today, God. Be with them, Lord. Keep them covered by your blood. Then protect them in the schoolhouse, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for divine protection in the schoolhouse, Lord. We come against any plot or plan, oh, God, against anyone in the school system or in any other place, oh, God. We cancel every evil assignment. We plead your blood, God, here and everywhere, God. Oh, God, let your will be done, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, Lord, we want to lift up the church. We want to lift up those that's on this prayer line. Oh, God, we want to lift up our dear Pastor Bundage right now. Oh, God, bless her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Keep watch over her, oh, God, as she travels and go to and fro, Lord. Look down on Pastor Scholastica, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Put a hedge of protection, oh, God, as she go out and as she come in. Bless their families, Lord. Bless Pastor Bundy's family. Pastor Scholastica family, Lord, look down on every family on this prayer line, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God. Oh, God, for all of our children right now. We lift them up before you, Lord. Keep our families covered by your blood, Lord. Bless their going out and their coming in, Lord. Bless Sister Gladys, oh, God. Bless all the saints, all the evangelists, oh, God, on the line. Oh, God. God, remember Evangelist Chris. Remember, oh, God, Evangelist Alice Marie. Remember all the men and women that's on this prayer line serving you so faithfully day and night. Remember their children. Remember their loved ones, Lord. You said that you would never leave us. You said you would never forsake us. Lord, you said nothing shall separate us from your love, God. Oh, God, we embrace your love right now. We embrace your love and your joy and your peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you would fill us the more, oh, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, God, pour it out on the church. Pour it out on those that's listening on this prayer line. Pour out a fresh anointing upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, restore us, oh, God. Renew us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Jesus, oh, God, for being in our presence this morning. You said, oh, God, where there's two or three gathered, that you would be in our midst, Lord. So meet every need that we have individually, Lord. Meet every need, oh, God, corporately, oh, God, on this morning, Lord. You know what we need, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask for your grace, oh, God, to run this race, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember, oh, God, who we are in you, Lord. Help us to remember that we are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. Help us to remember that we are a holy nation, that we should show forth your praises every morning, noon, and night, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to remember to put on a whole arm of God this morning, Lord, so we can stand against the wiles of the devil, Lord. Help us to remember, oh, God, to exemplify the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Oh, God, help us exemplify meekness and gentleness, love and joy and peace, long-suffering, oh, God. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to reflect your love, God, on the earth, oh, God. Help our lights to shine brighter and brighter as the day go by. Help us, God, to crucify this flesh, God, for we know there's no good thing in it, Lord. Help us, now, therefore, walk in the Spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Lord, help us to walk by faith more and more. Help us, oh, God, to walk by faith and not by sight. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to love, oh, God. Help us to forgive one another. Help us to be encouragements to one another. Don't let us tear each other down, Lord. Oh, God, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Help us never to forget, oh, God, that we are reflections of you. Help us to never forget in the name of Jesus that we are ambassadors for you on this earth, God. We represent the kingdom. We represent your kingdom, Lord. Let us do it well. Let us do it well, God. In the name of Jesus, you've given us everything that we need to live a holy life. You've given us everything to live a godly life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, hide your word. Hide your word, Lord, deep down in our hearts today, God, so we don't sin against you in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, oh, God, as we end this prayer right now, Lord, oh, God, we ask you to bless our speaker on, oh, God, on this morning. We ask that you would bless our apostle Horsley in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless him to bring forth the word in the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Anoint him afresh, God. Strengthen his body. Drive out the pains. Drive out the aches in his body. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, revive him. Renew him for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless all of us. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. What a mighty good God we serve.
Yes,
hallelujah. Now we're going to turn this portion of the service over to dear Apostle Horsley, and he will take us further. Hallelujah. In our hour of power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
I shall never let go his hand. I shall never let go his hand. He has done so much for me. I shall never let go of his hand, his saving hand, his saving hand. I shall never let go his hand.
Glory.
Well, good morning, circle of friends. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. This is our power prayer. We came to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. We thank God for all that has transpired this week. Hallelujah, God. We thank the Lord for the scripture of the week this week. That's because of Isaiah 63:43.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. I turned on the fan and it blows the pages of the Bible over.
Yes.
And it speaks something if I could find it. It was that God has made a highway in the desert. I believe that's what it is. That he made highways in the desert. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bring forth things in the desert. Hallelujah to God. But we thank God for this hour of power of prayer this morning. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you.
I wanted to start then. I wanted to speak about, what does it say, God?
Yes. The scripture of the week.
Yes.
It's 18. Okay. Remember ye not the former things.
Remember ye not the former things.
Neither consider the things of old.
Neither consider the things of old.
Behold, I will do a new thing now.
Behold, I will do a new thing.
And it shall spring forth.
And it shall spring forth.
Shall ye not know it?
Shall ye not know it?
I will even make a way.
I will even make a way.
Shanda, in the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
In rivers.
In rivers.
In the desert.
In the desert.
The beast of the field.
Beast of the field.
Shall honor me.
Shall honor me.
Excuse me. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. 21. This people have I formed for myself. Mm. They shall show forth my praise. Hey,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Show forth the praises of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And
yes,
this scripture came to mind.
Yes, Lord.
That God was naming a number of beasts and animals that were praising because
that's
he
right.
is God.
That's right.
My thoughts started moving a little bit to things that go on. I tried to speak on things that happened to me. It was happening in the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
How God began to bless, how he began to keep, how he began to set free in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And then when I thought about the scripture of the week and all the beautiful lessons that we had this week and all the praise and that was going on, my heart rejoiced.
Yes.
And then I said, well, Friday come, I was going to say that we had more time this Friday the other week. I said, I was going to tell you the testimony about the apostle or the pastor that came and we prayed for like almost 40 years ago.
Yes.
She has churches. She's still doing the ministry. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you go someplace and you think it's a place for you, and then God have another place for you. So I started looking back. Sometimes you feel that you're not doing anything, and you feel like your work is that you're working is in vain and everything, and that you're waiting for something to happen. A lot of us allude to the fact that we're waiting on God. Hallelujah to God. And this little song, I sing a little piece of it.
That's all right.
For all of us that are here on the prayer line.
Yes, Lord.
That may feel like nobody sees what you do. But I can remember a little bit of the song.
Yes.
It says, if when you give the best of your service, that the Savior has come. Be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand and he'll say, well done, misunderstood. The Savior of sinners, he was God's only Son. That died on the cross. Therefore be not dismayed when man don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Hallelujah. You hear me okay? Hallelujah. Can you hear me on the broadcast?
Yes.
Is the line?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, we can.
Thank you very much. Yeah, because what happened is that I have a difficult doing things with the line, you know. And what happened was I wanted to speak a little bit today. We're going to get full circle today. A little bit about who we belong to. And I was speaking a little bit about the kingdom of God. Just so that you would not be distracted so much. I believe I spoke about it a number of times and I didn't want to say anything else about it. But then it came in my spirit to remind the people who they are. We're King's children.
Yes.
We belong to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. We are ambassadors of Christ.
Yes.
And we're here on this earth. God gave us dominion.
Yes.
And we ask God that his kingdom would come.
Yes.
And be right here on the earth. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
That's what we pray for. And he's our Father.
Yes.
And he's in heaven.
Yes.
Interesting something happened the other night, you know.
Yes.
We work all the time. We work and we minister to people. We had to minister counseling this morning, praying for people long before the broadcast.
Yes.
Have children that just claim before their father, their papa, their godfather.
Yes.
On yesterday, they called me out.
Yes.
to begin to change the tire on the van. It was stuck, you know. And there's a whole lot of things, there's a whole lot of circumstances to go into. The problem was that they had a jack, but it was too small. It would go up high enough to take off the flat tire, but it wouldn't go high enough to put the new tire on.
Yeah.
This presented a problem, and we had everything that we needed, but the person wasn't home. And I noticed that we had the jack, we had it up high enough, couldn't get it on because I didn't get old enough. There was a heavy truck tire there.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get it on. I said, we're going to need some help.
Yeah.
But the person that we came out to help, she was there and could not get the energy and the strength to get something done. Saints of God, you have to be mindful who your friends are, who's there. All they did was they started preaching about what was going on in their eyesight. They started talking about we were in a bad area. I knew that we were there. Frankly, to be honest with you, I figured you shouldn't have no area in the side of town. Whatever type of commitment you have here, or whatever else, you come to steal it, you need to really break ties with them to stay out of this area. But a lot of times we figure it's okay to do things while it is day. But then you have to discern that this was an area, they call it District 10, that's what they do, and they put District 10 in the Chambers of Commerce. That's the area where the street walkers, the prostitutes, those that just don't care, that just looking for trouble.
No.
The policemen, they go there to draw their paychecks because they know that somebody is going to do something. They would have a lot of excitement going on. And I see a lot of our people there, and it broke my heart because I said, they cannot see. Their eyes of understanding is darkened. They go there and figure out they don't know. I had a little godson there. I was pointing out how many policemen see him around. He said, what they do? I said, they're watching us to see what we're doing. Instead of, you know, they're ready to come in on a moment's notice. And while I was there trying to get the tire changed, started saying, this is the drug-infested area. Lord have mercy. Know the Lord. Lord have mercy. We parked in front of the stone house and this, that, the other. And it's getting dark around here, and these people might think that we are the cops. And I said, with this here raggedy van here and the way that we look out here, they're not going to make no mistake that we are the police. They know the police, and the policemen know them.
Yeah.
And she's just on and on, sort of trying to shake my face. I said, look, we are children of the Most High God. I said, nothing is going to happen to us here because we're here.
Yeah.
We are the children of God. We are servants of the Most High God. We serve Jesus, hallelujah to God. If anything happens, we will begin to open up and we begin to start to preach from memory. We'll take the text on scripture. We'll just stay there. We'll stay there and we'll preach. We'll preach just like Stephen preached when he went into the temple. And he began to tell them about the love of Christ, about the Christ who died on the cross. He began to run the history from Genesis all the way up to the present time to when Jesus came. He told them that they were stiff-necked and rebellious. He said, you refuse God, hallelujah to God. You cast them out, hallelujah to God. You would not receive the Prince of Life, as Jesus said. You begin to kill the very God. A lot of times, we say to God, we have the power of God in us to change the atmosphere, hallelujah to God. We have the power of God to cause a situation. What we have inside of us is...
We can't hear you, Pastor Hosley. Pastor Hosley, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Okay, we can hear you now. We couldn't hear you. We can hear you
now. Okay, I guess I got to keep my finger on it to keep the phone with the back up. Okay, what we were talking about was that we have the power of God. We was in a bad area. And they were just beginning to preach about what was in the area. And they were just glorifying the thing that Satan has done. The mind of the vexed people. Figure that they're going to get away and the police, they know who they are. I said earlier that this is the place where they go to draw their paycheck because they know that the ignorant people are there, figure that they can sell drugs. They're going to hide the drugs. They saw that in another area. They called the area where we are, told them where the police was. And what happened was they'd be listening to them, so they found out that they had the drugs at the gas station. My car's out of gas. I had the young man with me, about 7 years old. He's looking around, and I'm explaining what's going on. And the little boy asked me, could I play on my phone and put it on the radio? With all these things going on, the mother have a problem. They're looking, they need the blessings of God. And the boy wants to hear, actually, did I know the song about Jimmy Crack Corn? And I said, out of all going on, all this pressure that's going on in his life, he's still a child. So I went and I looked on the YouTube, and I got the old song and put it on the Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. And that little song there told about peace in. They know that I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says if you run into someone, if someone comes to you, and you don't give them what they need to calm them down, then you did not do a good job of ministering onto them. I'm saying that to say that because you are of God, and because you have the word of God in you and the word of God is in your life, you have to be ready to give a cause for that hope that inside of you. You have to be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I said if you would just stop preaching about what the devil's doing and where we're at, if you would stop looking at circumstances, you can see the miracles of God. If you would stop trying to fit in, you ain't got no business fitting in that. If you it says walk not into the counsel of the ungodly. You know that this area is here. Your friends, whoever, whatever you're doing on this side of town, I could care less what you're doing. You don't need to be here this time of night. You don't need to have, because this is the area where anything can happen at any given time. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes you can walk into the area, territory, they call it, that the devil have people there. They're just waiting to kill and shoot and murder. The policemen wait. They don't care nothing about you. I was upset not because I was upset with them. I was upset how the prince of darkness came, and he had darkened the eyes of young men and women, hallelujah to God. The one that's supposed to be the strength, the backbone in the church, the one that God said trained them up in the way that they should go. These are the ones that become our young adults and our children that we bring to the prayer line, hallelujah to God, that just don't have, just they haven't seen the found way, hallelujah, of holiness, hallelujah to God. They figure that we're offered some kind of way that we have been hypnotized, and we just following a dogmatic gospel, hallelujah to God. And they forget there's no power in Christ. So what happened is I was waiting for a clearance in here. Then when she said that, then when we get the tower, she started praising God. I said, we were supposed to praise God before the tire got on. You're supposed to come with a praise inside of your heart. You're supposed to come lifting up the name of Jesus. And when the message came, I said, what happened, Lord God? They forget about what you gave to us in the beginning, hallelujah to God. Yes. Was just a word. That's all it was. Everything that you see have a word to it. Every word that you use belong to God, because it don't. God, when God come on the scene, he does not tell you where he come from. He does not say where he hail from. When it opened up, all it says was in the beginning. There was a word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. The same in the beginning with God wasn't anything made, John said, but wasn't anything made. Except it was made by the word of God. He said, in him was light. This was the light. The light is every man that cometh into the world.
Yes.
The other one said that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And everything was created by him and for him. The psalm that we had in 60, Isaiah 42, it said that he created everything. And everything was made for him. Now, when you go back and you got scholars and some of you that have been to the schools and stuff and the seminars and stuff, hallelujah to God, they count back 8,000 years, 120,000 years, all of these things that they count up, they got time running beyond our time, hallelujah to God. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of years, even they found things of millions of years that was there. There's no time limit, oh God. God lives in eternity. He placed us in time for a period of time to affect this earth, hallelujah to God, to talk about the kingdom of God, to talk about his son, hallelujah to God. This is a territory. God has a dominion. He says the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. This is just a dominion, a territory that God has. The heavens declare the glory of God. As I said on last week, when they shot the telescope out there a million miles away from the earth, God was still there, hallelujah to God. He's working. He's creating things. But you have to learn to trust in the God that we pray to, the God that we sing about. Some say, yes, I am. I trust God. I pray. It's not a matter of what we do, hallelujah to God. It's knowing who God is. You have to begin to say to yourself, even as the weekend come on, God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Nor the son of man that he should repent. That's why when God speaks up, he said, perfect love casts out all fear. I mean, she's just there preaching and preaching and that's to serve me, telling me what the adversary you have. And I said, what he got is he had the thing to do. If you want to do something, go in the trunk of the car, pull out the PA system, and begin to talk about Christ, hallelujah, God, and change the atmosphere of where you are. You have to change, being that you are a saint of God, being that you're born of Christ, you have to change the atmosphere in the drugstore, the supermarket, the doctor's office, along the street, you're greeting in the hospital, wherever you go. You have to begin to preach Christ, hallelujah, God. Paul said, and this is what he said, I'm crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. Then after he was baptized, he said, about the life that I now live, the life that you're living now, I live by the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, their son. That means don't look for the old person. Don't look for the old Anthony. Look for the spiritual man. That's who you look for. You look for the one that represents Christ. We are ambassadors. We're given the hope that we hear. When Stephen them, when the apostles were baptized, when they began to stone Stephen, it looked like they had a compensated person. They said they began to stop their ear, but after a while, once you got into the anointing, which is very important, they looked at his face that it had shown as Moses' face shone. They looked at angels as though they saw the angel, hallelujah to God. It got close to death. If you read in Acts, maybe the 7th or 8th chapter in Acts, it says when they seen him, and when he said, lay not this desire, he saw the heavens open and he saw Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God the Father. And what happened when that love, that's all it was, when that love began to cover him, when that love began to translate him out of this world into the spiritual world, in the eternal rest of God, they stood up to receive him, hallelujah, God. And the thing that he said, listen out, Lord, he said, lay this not at his at their charge, O Lord God. He said the same word that Christ said, Lord God. They did not know what they'd done. They said, well, when they were stoning him, that God used his death to work on Paul the apostle, hallelujah, God.
Right.
He got convicted, hallelujah, God. What happened was he was the one does. He studied at the feet of Gamaliel. He had plenty of education. But what happened was all he was doing was trying to protect the Christ that had died on the cross, hallelujah, God. Once you know you have the genuine one, once you know that you have the Son of the living God, you have to realize that guidelines, restrictions, classifications, however ancient or sacred it was dealt, the death blow, it had to die because Christ was in the 4th chapter of the 3rd chapter of Matthew. So in these days came John the Baptist. He was preaching in the wilderness, telling them to repent because the kingdom of heaven was coming. He said the axe is laid at the root of the tree. That means that when the axe was laid at the root of the tree, glory to God. When the axe was laid at the root of the tree, that means that something has to be cut down. Something has to be removed. And he said, and now he said, oh, you vipers, you generation of snakes, he said, who have bewitched you that you should not believe the truth? That is what's going on today. They're talking about monkeypox. They're talking about all kinds of stuff. I heard them again. They pray it to be in your mind. They use the medium to send a message. They had the former president on this. If I get indicted for these charges about the 60s, then I don't think the American people left this yesterday. They gave him free advertising to stir things in this state that we are the people of Christ. We are the children of God. Hallelujah to God. It says, beloved, now we are the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when we shall appear, we shall be like him. Spirit and in truth, we shall see him as he is. That's why I said, what you have to do now, say to God, you have to cast down, according to Corinthians 10, cast down every vain imagination and everything that exalts itself against the wisdom of God, the word of God. Cast it down, bring it in, and be near to the obedience of Christ. And the blessings of Christ is amen. Over your business, over your children, over your going out, over your coming in, over your traveling, mercy, hallelujah to God. You have a right. He gave you a right. He said life and death is in Proverbs. He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. They that love it, they shall eat the fruit thereof, hallelujah God. He said whatsoever thing you bind on the earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatsoever thing you loose on heaven, I'll loose it on earth. The spirit of heaven It's love, joy, and peace, righteousness in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God. When he talked to the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, if you have known my Father, you would love me, but you are of your father, the devil. And the spirit of hell, the spirit of lust is what you worship. That's what you do, hallelujah, God. So say to God, as we get ready to come on in here, as we get ready to bring this bar down, you have to remember that you are a child of the King, hallelujah, God. When he was baptized, he said, I have need, John. He said, I have need to be baptized of you. He said, suffer it to be so, hallelujah to God. When he went down, the heavens opened up and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I will please. On the mountain of transfiguration with Peter and John up there. And the heavens opened up again. He said, this is my beloved. That's when the spirit got on and they saw him brighter than any full of clever people.
Right.
And they said, let's build three tabernacles here. One for Elijah, one for Moses. Then he got overshadowed and came and the voice came.
Yeah.
Now that cloud says, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. You have to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
You have to act on it. You have to know that no power, principalities, hallelujah, God. When you begin to read the fruits of the Spirit in your spare time, you can read about love, joy, peace, long suffering, meekness, gentleness, kindness, against such as no covenant. And then below that, it says this is the working of the flesh, hallelujah, God. And they give all the attributes of the Spirit of the working of the flesh. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yes.
And when you think about it, bite, backbite, and rail and accusations and stuff.
Yes.
He said, against such these people, they have no eternal life. If you have the eternal life of God, you're praying for things.
That's right.
They won't move, hallelujah to God, because you have to be able to enter into his courts with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Enter into his presence with thanksgiving. Sing a song. Enter his courts with praise.
That's
be
right.
Thankful, thanks to God. You have to be able to bless his name.
That's right.
Knowing that your Savior lives. Hallelujah to God. I didn't get excited this morning. Hallelujah to God. The lines are open. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to take your prayer request. A short testimony. Hallelujah. You only have about 10 minutes because we need to leave about 5 minutes. Hallelujah to God. To for Alice Marie, I believe it. And she's going to close us out there. But you have to know who you are in God.
That's right.
When you go back to Genesis 1 and 26, God came. He sent his Son here. That's what he did. And he gave us dominion. We have power here on earth. The thing is that when Adam fell, Adam was not in heaven. He had dominion over the earth. God told him to be fruitful and multiply. In the garden they fell, hallelujah to God, between him and his mate Eve. They fell in the garden. They lost the dominion. Jesus came to restore the dominion back here on earth, hallelujah to God, that we have life here and that we have it more abundant. You're not going to get no Burger King, no steaks and shrimps and stuff when you get to heaven. That's all spiritual stuff up here. But right here while you're here on the earth, you have dominion here. You say what you want. You possess what you want. He told us to be fruitful, multiply, go out and conquer, subdue this place here.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God. You have all the power
That's right.
that you need.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at man. Look at Christ. Christ.
Hallelujah.
They say, I don't know what to believe. I say, believe in the one that promised you eternal life. Hallelujah. Look at the one who promises you, who never forsake you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, even until the end of the earth. Hallelujah. You say, come on to me, all of you that are burdened with the heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. It says in Psalms, it says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than that. Hallelujah. I didn't get excited here this morning. The lines open. Give you a testimony. And quick, and the wife is going to scratch down the names. Hallelujah. On the paper. Hallelujah to God. Amen. And the line's open. You can give your name and your testimony. Want to hold a pal, Pastor Darlene, while she's still at Allentown, Pastor Galactica. The ones that are over in Egypt, I believe there's some of the over in the East. Hallelujah to God. We hold these things. Hallelujah to God. As it said, they say, we hold these things as truths and as self-evident. Hallelujah to God. That our God is real.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let a couple of comments. I didn't get excited. Hobo,
amen.
Out.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll mute your phone and
say
give your name. Testimony, praise report, or prayer request. Give that at this time.
Good morning.
Good morning,
dear sister. And I just thank God for everyone on the line this morning and pray for me and my family.
That's Sister
Amen.
Gladys?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this
Say your name again. I didn't hear it.
Good morning, dear Sister Yvonne. I just thank
God
for this
seeing
this brand new day. And y'all have a blessed day. Amen.
You.
Good morning.
This is Sister Sheila. I'm going to have a good weekend.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Good morning. Sister Mary.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda Taylor, Sister Linda T. May you all have
good
a
morning.
Good day in Jesus.
Amen. Same
good morning. This is Glenda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got someone else, Sister Glenda?
Well, good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I'll have a prayer request for Charlene, her business, real estate, and then clothing coach. Let's pray for ethics for her and management for her in her business. Also, I want to lift up my niece, Kiana. Lift her up in prayer. God knows everything. So let's just pray for her and her family.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. This
good
is
morning.
Lisa, and I'm listening.
I don't know if somebody else want to speak any time, but prayer for my granddaughter, Ebony Shanks. She came over yesterday. She was fine, but, you know, I don't know what it is. And she is one that, you know, wants you to stay out of her business. So the one at the house or something went on. And so I don't know what it is. I know the Holy Ghost does. Prayer for Ebony Shanks this morning. Ebony. Thank you.
I thought I heard Teresa. So you come back, Teresa?
Good morning again. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Wendelin Horsley. We would like prayer for all families for salvation. Also pray for my nephew and one of my grandsons. They have problems with their kidneys, so we're believing God for a transplant and healing, however God wants to do it. But we are believing God for the impossible. He's able to do it. So pray for Tayron. Thorin is Thoren, and also a nephew of mine by the name of Malcolm. These young men need kidneys, and I'm sure there's other young people as well as old who's in the need of kidney healing of their kidneys and other body parts as well.
Deliverance from drugs, controlled substance, the lunatic spirit, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Any device.
Yes.
The work of darkness.
Yes.
The work of darkness.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay. If there's not anyone else, we'll go in corporate prayer. We'll pray for the praise report. And if there's anything else you want to pray for, we're going to pray for that at this time. So we are near the top of the hour. So everybody, wait a minute. When someone else just. Hello, did anybody else have a prayer request before we go into prayer request? That makes
sense. I don't know.
Amen.
This is Lois, and I was talking, but I got cut off, so I don't know. Did you all hear my progress report?
No,
okay.
We didn't.
Oh, I was saying that the doctor had said that I have blood clots in my leg.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday it improved. I was walking better. And this morning I could tell, you know, I'm walking better. I don't have on my glasses, but it looked like my leg had went down some. And on Tuesday, you know, because of when I went to the cancer clinic and I told them doctor had said I had a blood clot, and he told me to take down the paper. So he saw the count, and he said, I did. So he did a lot of blood work, and he was checking also for leukemia. So I asked for prayer that my blood work come back. He told me to come back in 2 weeks, that it comes back negative, good, and get a good blood reading, and that my blood clot has dissolved in my leg.
Praise God.
Everybody have a
Pray for that as we pray for the lift up the prayer request. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Last of all, Thank you.
enemy of me. And we pray your perfect will in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.